The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
Sorry, I'm rarely the person that does that, so I really enjoy it when I do.
Yeah, now you know why it's fucking frustrating. I expected the, well, we're waiting.
So the party has spent the night in the Vardarva Anusta, the monastery up in the Razorwall Mountains, which itself is in this oddly warm veil.
Keep talking, it's fine. We're in the mountains, I got it.
Thanks.
Somewhere I have a character.
Yeah, that'd be useful. So yes, in a valley that is oddly much warmer, like mid-50s degrees. And this morning as you get up, and of course the monks are already up, as monks do. But as you like look out the windows across the valley and everything, the valley still looks nice and lovely and, you know, still green. At a certain point... you know, along the edge of it, like in the pass where you came in and a few other spots, you know that there's mountains there, but you can't really see them because there's like a fucking blizzard going on out there.
In which direction?
All directions.
Well, fuck. And we got to chase down these orcs in a timely manner, and we can't get through this.
This sounds like a DM, hey, you're not chasing them down in a timely manner kind of thing.
Well, f*** this. I'm going home.
Actually, this is because my weather table told me so.
How many times do you have to roll in the weather table to get it to roll blizzard?
No, I straight up have a year's worth of weather for like 8 different regions.
Is that why you've been tracking days?
It's one of the reasons.
We've lost the game already. We don't know it yet, but...
You can't lose D&D.
You can.
You can just die and make a new character. That's the word, that's as bad as it gets.
Please refer to other podcast episodes that we have created.
So I vote our new strategy is we go back to the main city, we raise an army, and then come back to Cold Mordor.
I mean, it's possible, but in the 6 years it will take us to march an army up here, do you think that they will get to the Nevthelian first? Since apparently they can make it like 8 days, and it takes us 14 months for a single one-way trip. Oh, there's goddamn maps and shit.
So how bad a blizzard is this? Can we head out, or are we stuck?
I mean, that is more or less up to you if you want to try. From here you can't really see other than the fact that it's like obscuring most of the mountains.
I will ask some of the locals if that weather is normal, if it's unusual, how long their blizzards typically last, if they have them.
Okay. So you ask a random monk, and he's like, well, for January, yeah, pretty average.
How perilous would it be for us to get down after them?
Oh, you'd probably break your neck and some sort of rage. They don't usually last for too long.
I'm going to try something. In case my DM is bullshitting me. Can I fly up?
Are you using your boots?
Yes.
Okay. So you're flying up, like, until you are out of, like, this area, protected area?
I just want to, like, when you zoom out on, like, the Z-axis, I just want to zoom out for a little bit.
Sure.
And see, like, are we getting fucked on because this is the blizzard of the cold people magic? Or is this, like, a legitimate blizzard? Like, if I fly up, is it going to be, like, only a 2-mile radius and it's nice and sunny farther out? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, like, the low clouds are, like, 6,000 feet up.
Okay.
Do you want to fly that high?
Well, I'm going to fly up and see. Because, like, magic has to affect a region, right? Like, if it's magical, I would think if I get up high enough, it's going to be very obvious that it's a magical snow. If it is not a magical snow, just a thought. I'm trying options, because the option is we're going to be stuck here while it blizzards, so might as well use my magical boots to see if I can see anything.
Okay. 6,000 feet is a little over a mile. Yeah, you can fly a mile.
I mean, easily, yeah. I can fly a mile. And I got, 4 hours of flying at my base speed or some shit like that?
Yeah. So you could, yeah.
To be fair, depending on how your low atmosphere and space work in this game, I could probably put myself into lower Earth orbit.
whether or not you'll survive is another question.
I want to do that now. This, can we do a space force?
To protect Naltha from space dragons.
I mean,
I don't know that they don't exist.
Exactly.
You can fly just shy of 14 miles in your 4 hours.
That's more than enough to enter low Earth orbit.
Yeah.
Low Earth, yeah.
That's plenty. And I have Featherfall.
Da, 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 da. Okay, so you
I might have to cast it multiple times. I don't know how long it lasts.
So Kellen heads out of the monastery and flies straight up. Kellen gets probably about, say, 2,000 feet up when suddenly it goes from kind of chilly to holy fuck, it's cold. And you begin being buffeted by like 20-mile-an-hour winds, and the snow is going pretty slanted sideways. There's just the white of snow everywhere.
Because like I said, if it's a regional spell, I would imagine that you are going to see that at some point. But
do you have some do you have some form of winter clothing protection stuff?
Theoretically, yeah. I mean, I bought some clothes and shit.
You bought winter clothing?
I have clothes.
Which is not the same thing.
All right, make me roll something if that's what you want
to
do.
Well, if you're straight up flying for like a half hour in this, if you're going to keep going up to that height.
Well, I think that good judgment would eventually tell me that I should probably go back down. So if I've reached that point, I'll go back down.
You know, you would think that, but it's you.
Fair point. It's a fair point.
It'd be 10 minutes to fly 6,000 feet, wouldn't it? That's 100 rounds.
I mean, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, usually it takes 20 minutes 20 to walk
minute,
a mile.
It's 30 feet flying.
Yeah, but the question is, can I double move?
I think flying is faster. Yeah. So
if I can double move, minutes. Then...
Oh, well, then you could fly, 28 miles in 4 hours.
See?
Well, like 27, but yeah.
I'll wave at the International Space Station on my way by.
So, yeah, you can totally get out of the atmosphere.
Except at a certain point, wings stop working because there's no more air.
Magic.
I mean, do the boots really, like, flap their wings?
They actually have wings. They're called winged boots.
Right, but is that how they work? That they flap really hard? Or do they use magic?
What is the weight of a laden dwarf?
Could carry it by the husk.
So yes, it, whatever seems reasonable, I wish to fly up for 5 minutes or so, and if it appears to be a naturally born storm and my arcana rolls or whatever don't say to me that this is a high level spell that is fucking with us, then I will return downward.
Okay, so
I can detect magic too, so like I would detect magic and be like,
are you going
to? Yeah.
Okay.
Is this some sort of like magic storm? Like, that's the goal. Fly up, look around, do I see anything crazy, detect magic, nothing happens, I go back.
Okay. You detect a lot of snow, but not much magic. Okay. In fact, none.
You look back down, you probably detect a bunch of magic.
Yes.
Sure, sure.
But although it's only out to 60 feet, so.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
But I was just thinking, you know, like, he's literally talked about, oh, these people up in the cold wastelands, like, Game of Thrones, winter is coming, blah, blah, blah. So I thought
I never said those things.
I was really, really hoping Dave would say, I never said winter is coming, because that was kind of the setup I was going for, so. I tried a thing. Yep. I'm ready
nothing,
to pass it
nothing
off to
about the
else.
Blizzard seems magical.
And now a snowman is floating down from the sky.
What are the rest of you doing down in the monastery in the meantime?
It sounds like we're waiting on a storm.
Or at least waiting on Cody's report.
Okay, well, in that case...
It's a lot of snow.
Another 10, 15 minutes later, Kellen returns. While you're eating breakfast or some such.
Yes?
Could we fly over the storm? I mean, if we've established that at least two of us could fly with boots pretty freaking high.
Bullets. You do have Drake with you now.
And only cold protection for two people.
I mean, what's going to be colder, flying above the storm or going through of the blizzard?
I think you're kind of going to just be f***ed. Like, that was kind of one of the things. I figure if I get up 5,000, 6,000 feet, whatever, like, I should be able to see if it's clearing up, because I should almost be able to get some height on it, assuming it was magical. Like, real snow falls from real f***ing high. You know what I mean?
At no point did you exit the storm.
Right. So since I didn't exit the storm, I'm assuming that this is a natural snowfall, which means it could easily spread dozens, if not hundreds of miles. So yeah, we could like take off and go get somewhere, but we would be there. We would end up landing where there's nowhere. Not all of us are made of metal. Some of us are soft, squishy, fleshy bits that get cold.
I'm now familiar with being a soft, squishy bit.
Yeah, it's unpleasant, isn't it? But also nice. I go in and have some warm something to drink.
Well, while you're discussing this, Nuthra, the dragonborn, walks by, sort of gives you a raised eyebrow, and it's like, you are in some hurry to leave? I thought you were anxious to reach here.
Well, up until the point where we found out you were heisted. It was sort of our plan.
So you mean to track them down?
Ideally.
Well, he sort of looks around, like...
Have you got a good way to get through the storm?
Are you a tracker?
Yeah.
Are you good enough to track through a blizzard?
That's kind of what we're doubting.
Me too.
We were sort of hoping on a... what's the phrase for it? Deus ex machina to guide us to the thing we needed to take care of.
As I have said, we are not clergy.
I'm banking on the DM not killing us in a snowstorm. It's really my only...
Well, they're already a week ahead of you.
A week?
Ish.
I didn't realize that it had been that much of a time difference. I thought we were like a day or two behind them.
No.
Oh, well, we're definitely not going to catch them before they get to the city then.
That's why we were talking about last time, like, how fast we could possibly move.
You may wish to see if you can either cut them off, although that would require knowing their route or guessing it. Or you could just head straight to the Citadel, which, of course, has its own dangers.
This is the thing I never understood about cutting them off at the pass. If there was a faster route, why didn't the first group take the faster route?
Because four people can get through places that 150 can't.
That's
well,
fair,
I was more referring to the fact that you have magic. Or at least some of you seem to.
Right, but isn't it basically a straight line from here to where we're going and there's not really a cutoff
place? It's
a
straight line if you can fly.
There's mountains, which means there are passes.
There are a lot of mountains.
So we could cut them off at a pass.
You might want to scroll up a little bit so you can see the Citadel there. Just use the mouse wheel. That should get you
up. So we do have a map in our possession that has...
Just scroll the mouse wheel up a bit.
The general...
Tell me what to do, Dave.
Okay, got it. All right, there you go.
Don't tell me how it works. I'm going to fumble fuck around till I figure it out.
So
fumble
we...
Fuck.
I love that phrase. Yes.
So our characters have the equivalent of this map that we're looking at now in our possession? Okay. So we know the general route to get there, but we may not know the specifics.
And it's about 400 miles.
But that's what I was saying. Like, it's a straight line almost entirely through mountains. So, like, there's not really... I don't really have much of an opportunity, especially being half the distance behind, to cut them off.
I do kind of like the idea of going to the big scary place, though, just to see what happens.
Are we ready for a big scary place?
No, no. But that's the thing is, like, Jeff said he's making a YOLO character. He put it on Twitter, which means it's true.
Put it on Twitter.
No, I just...
This is Facebook and my brother, Twitter. One of us only speaks the truth. The other
is telling a lie. No, what I kind of like about this is how often, like, all the way through your video games and everything else, like, you always see Bowser at the end of the castle. Or, like, you always got your... Like, what if we just go straight to the castle? Just for shits and giggles.
You
like,
can do
I
that.
Know that the warning on the video game says level 38, but fuck it. How bad could it be?
It could be bad.
Speaking of, are there any, like, non-evil things there? Or are we going to have to, like, attach fake horns or something if we decide to go there?
Nuthra, again, like, gives a little bit of a chuckle and says, well, I suppose that depends on which side you fall on the Kasranian heresy.
Assuming oh, so they're racists.
No, it just depends on whether you think things are naturally evil or not. Because if not, well, then I'm sure there's someone there that is not evil. If you do, then probably everyone is evil.
So isn't this a place where it's like a whole bunch of big, bad, undead things or something?
It's,
I didn't get the impression of undead, but just
no, it's
not good.
Monstrous races.
Yeah, a lot of the more uncivilized folk, shall we say.
More or less.
You already have one of those.
Hey, 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 watch where you're pointing fingers, okay?
Well, I mean...
I very intently.
If we're going to be technical, the monastery is uncivilized because it's nowhere near civilization.
I don't know. I mean, I would call the monastery a bit of civilization. In fact...
That's very kind.
This Cold Mordor... Minase Nortova?
Coldor, Craig.
The Minase Nortova.
Minase Nortova. I mean, they have to be civilized enough if they have a city that they all live together in.
They have a power structure.
Some level of civilization.
It's sort of like, think of it as if the entire city was ruled by some sort of gang or mafia or some such.
Oh, Chicago.
It's got its own... It has its own rules and laws that are arcane to anyone that's not part of them.
So we show up asking to join the family.
Like I say, having civilization and being civilized aren't necessarily the same thing.
Lucas has wanted a mob game so much, we join Koldor, and that's how we get into Nephthalion. Who's ready to cut their pinkies off?
He comes in as an NBC with an Italian accent.
This is Johnny Bananas. Yeah, Lucas has all a whole fucking 20 minutes to come up with a mobster name, and he calls goddamn Johnny Bananas.
Accurate.
Let's go to Koldor. It's literally the closest city.
I don't think you're wrong. I think you're right.
Oh, no. I mean,
I'm factually correct, which is the best kind of correct.
True.
Especially of the key places we have to go. I mean, everything else is like.
Even Nephthalion is further. Although easier to get to.
I don't know if that was on mic or not, but we're like 6 years away from the next place where you think a key is.
So how long did your D&D campaign last? 6 years? Oh, wow. That's amazing. You guys were able to do that many sessions. No, that was in-game.
How long did it to walk from one goddamn place to the next?
Hey, we're coming up on the five-year anniversary.
Jeff, do you want to go to Koldor?
I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but...
Like, we can try and cut them off at the pass, but ideally I want to go to Koldor.
Oh, yeah, if we have to follow them there, I'm okay with that, because I'm really interested to see...
Right?
Is this place really as bad as everybody speaks of it, or is it just a different civilization?
I hope it's like Canada.
Canadian Mafia, eh?
No, there's all these moose. Monstrous races, horrible fucking creatures, and they're like, oh, hey there!
How you doing?
Welcome!
We got Tim Hortons and poutine, come on!
I mean, they may have stormed the monastery, but, you know, they at least were polite about it. Oh, sorry. So we were taking this, but sorry.
Sorry, you sort of threatened me there. I apologize for stabbing you.
Didn't mean to nick you with my sword there. I'm sure it'll heal up nice. Just put some ice on it.
Now you definitely want to go to Koldor for the Tim Hortons. The free healthcare and the nice strip clubs. Buddy, that's the only reason you went to Canada, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got to wait out the storm either way.
I think so.
Well, can you do some map tracking shit and see if there's a place to cut them off?
No, that was Inari.
You're the tracker.
Yeah, I've got survival.
Okay, and? That still makes you the tracker, even if you have worse skills.
Is there anything here that I can work on to try and figure out where they were going?
Well, quite honestly, if they're not going to the Citadel, you'll probably never find them. They could go anywhere in the wilderness.
Okay.
They're probably going to the Citadel.
Yeah.
They had giants with them, and those don't usually just camp out in the middle of nowhere.
What kind of giants were they?
Frost giants.
Frost, okay.
Damn Jotuns.
Don't let them hear you say that.
That's why I brought my magic hammer.
Where's Conan when you need him?
You got any fire spells?
Firebolt.
Like real fire spells or like...
Blood exploding spells.
Because I can do those.
I just figure if we're going up against frost giants, fire spells might be handy.
Flyer spells.
Yeah, whatever.
I heard fighter spells.
I didn't play that kind of fighter.
Not really.
Okay. So...
Shatter.
Super fiery.
Well...
Might be cool in the mountains.
Snow goes everywhere.
I was gonna go with Thunder Wave for that.
No, Shatter you can cast up above.
Ah.
Fair.
That's quite clever.
I was thinking Thunder Wave because I can fly above an avalanche.
Not when it's centered on you.
So do we wanna struggle?
We're stuck here, right?
I was gonna say, do we wanna struggle against the elements here or wait it out?
We would be really, really stupid, although not off brand by any stretch of the imagination, to not utilize a monastery that no one has seen in 10 billion years or whatever to like look for clues. So I wanna walk around the library and press A on all the bookshelves until I find the clue.
Press A.
We get visitors every year.
Do you get visitors this far north?
Visitors, hoarders, you know, what's the difference?
We just thought we'd stop in and raid you a little bit.
Yeah, so is there anything here that we can do in the meantime while we're stuck waiting for the storm?
You had asked about the written records that from Laura Vassar.
Dave made a prop. Get it from him.
I didn't, actually.
Oh, you fucked up.
However.
Okay, one question. Is it cool for Nushka to start asking these questions?
I mean, Nushka, the party explained everything to her.
Right. I'm just making sure I'm not totally metagaming this.
Somebody has to.
I imagine, and you also traveled for, like, close to 2 weeks. Like, I imagine you had quite a lot of time to talk about this and, like, toss theories back and forth.
Okay.
All that sort of thing. So I don't think it's at all surprising.
Somewhere in all of that discussion and everything, and going through Inari's notes and everything, you see a note about some guy in Duskwater telling a story about somebody having an ancient elven amulet.
You were so stoked about that.
Yeah, I was. Going back and listening to some little throwaway piece of information that Dave gave.
I don't imagine it's any of its throwaway. That's why we're pushing A on all the bookshelves. We're being very thorough.
Yep.
So, Nuthra already told you the main points about Evariel using necromancy to beat back gnolls, being exiled for it, and then coming back apparently 20 years later with an army.
What does the monastery feel about things like necromancy?
Well, the Reverend Mother told you to knock yourself out with using undead to help repair her monastery, so that should tell you something.
You got any books on, like, I mean, you got books here, right?
Gestures at all the shelves, some of which are a little battered. And
you got, like, a necromancy or a demonology section. That's kind of my jam. Something forbidden that no one's allowed to touch.
Sir, I will repeat for about the sixth time. We are not clergy. We are not wizards. We are monks.
But you collect old books. The best old books are the ones with demons in them.
It's all philosophy books.
We're not really interested.
No one
in
cares
that.
About that.
That's why they're here.
If we wanted to be magicians, we would go to some magic university place.
Look at the Bible. Everybody likes books with demons in it. Name me an old book without a demon in it.
Oh, well, yeah. This one is about elvish architecture.
Does any of the architecture keep from summoning demons? Eh?
I don't think there's any mention of demons.
Eh?
I'll check the index.
I want my library use roll for cool shit.
So going over the notes or the documents from, what was the guy's name? From Nevdelian?
Laura Vassar.
I'm never going to pronounce that.
Larvastar.
Larry.
Oh my god, were three of them gone? Because we could call one of them Curly and the other one could be Mo.
Are there any other points that we can glean from that besides learning the bare bones of who Melvariel is?
I just totally blanked. Going through the manuscript, you see that all of the notes written down are basically him dictating to somebody, basically like telling them things, and this other scribe is writing stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have been done when he had gotten older and sort of realized, oh shit, I should write some of this down before I die because now I'm old.
Huh.
And as a result, he's like a couple centuries removed from the actual events.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't have tons of vivid detail.
So there's questions of detail in terms of accuracy or just straight up making things up?
No, it doesn't seem like historically questionable.
So it's just lack of detail then?
It's just the things as he remembers them.
It's more like...
So unverified type
the
stuff.
The events rather than he was wearing a blue tunic, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And... So the other, like, few other details about are in there about the first attack, the, you know, 20 years before the actual fall. And in there, there's the basic overarching events, story, whatever, of that Knowles besieged the city for months. And... you know, for a long time, we're basically just scratching at that outside door with no way to get in. And we're basically just trying to starve them out. But apparently Nevthelion has, like, ways that they can actually grow crops inside the city somehow.
I was wondering about you. You do that with Daylight Spell.
And B, like, even if they didn't, they had stores for, like, 6 months. Like, they could wait them out for a good long while. However, eventually... the gnolls use some sort of ritualistic grumpy magic to break through, like, the first door. And then from that point, it started, you know, a slow sort of fighting retreat through the city. And they eventually they thought that they were going to lose. And that's when Mevalriel apparently played the necromancy card of, hey, if we do this, we can turn this around.
Huh. And then banishment.
Well, it worked.
Right.
And then banishment came out.
Right. Or her trouble.
Exile came out.
That's what I'm saying.
And Lord of Asar, like, basically says that all of this information he got secondhand from Kira. Because Kira was on the council and he wasn't.
Hmm.
So Lord of Asar was he named in the account? Her yes. account?
Yeah.
He was already at the monastery.
Okay.
During the fall of the city.
Okay.
Yeah, there was somebody...
Was that the outriding group?
No, there was somebody who was escaping with Kira who was related to him.
Okay.
And that's why he took the amulet to him at the monastery.
Gotcha.
It'll be there towards the back.
I vaguely remember it. I listened to it a lot.
Are there any monks just, like, sitting and meditating around here?
Probably not so much.
In nowhere?
they are all still focused on repairing all the damage that was done.
Okay.
Because Craig really wanted to just push him over.
How you meditating now? Is that distracting? This. You distracted?
I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you.
It's just interesting that she wrote that the last must be excluded from civilization, yet she put it at the doorstep of the people that, like, just invaded her place.
Huh?
Well, it says the last must be excluded from civilization, but we're assuming that Nortova is where they invaded from, right?
It's like 500 miles from the nearest city.
Yeah, but still, it's like...
And, unlikely? Remember that her army were undead and fey.
So we're not assuming that they came from Koldor necessarily. See, I kind of feel like they came from Koldor.
No, I think we heard that it was undead and assumed that they came from Koldor.
This is why we must go to Koldor.
Yeah, I vote we wait out the storm and then head to Koldor.
We got to figure out if this is fake news. Is this propaganda?
How well would Nushkin know the mountains and know the area?
I imagine that Nushka probably is fairly familiar with the Soronva Oronti, which is the range south of the Razor Walls.
Right.
Like, it's part of the same, like, it's technically part of the same range, but they've got different names for different parts of it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how far her experience would have taken.
The Razor Walls are probably a little past where she would normally go.
Okay.
So you've not been up there anywhere remotely close to...
No.
Was that the Eldor?
I didn't know if this was something that I could start planning out a path.
The Fildor Spur.
Fildor Spur.
This part over here.
That heads up towards Minas?
Yes. That's called the Fildor Spur.
Okay.
And there's nothing beyond that, right? Like, this is the farthest north city that's known on our map.
Yeah. Like, to the west is the Nerativar, which is complete wilderness. And to the east and northeast is just, like, tundra and open
and was the land. So was the original party then from Nortova? The original gnolls and everything else? Or was it just...
You don't think so. Like, okay. there's roving bands. Yeah, there's been roving bands of gnolls all throughout Sayula for
It's just an unfortunate
centuries.
Large grouping of roving bands that she had to use necromancy to defeat, and then she got pissed off when they banished her.
Yeah, but where did she go in those 20 years?
Well, I assume that that was where she headed, because that was the closest city.
But it doesn't sound like it.
Well, I'm getting that. That's why we've got to go to Koldor and find out, because we're going to find out Koldor is just fucking Helsinki or something.
I think we have to go there and investigate.
Hello, welcome to Manasa Notova.
Oh, man. Maybe they're not Canadian.
They're European.
They have
Canadians.
Meatballs and lingonberries.
And they have really efficient furniture that you can take apart and move. Shout out to IKEA, our sponsor. If they listen
We're
to
trying.
It,
We're trying.
Oh my God, that'd be a great sponsor.
I mean, also if you're Tim a roving band.
Yeah, Tim Hortons.
If you're Absolutely. A roving band, you're going to want movable furniture.
Absolutely. All right.
You come upon their camp, and it's like all these really fancy little cabins that they assemble every time they camp.
To kind of get to the point of like actually rolling and shit to do something in this episode.
Yeah.
Can we make some sort of like nature roll to get an idea or ask like, is this going to be like a 24-hour snow? Is this like, hey, we're going to be blizzarded in for 3 weeks? Because that happens in the mountains. Is this a Colorado type thing, or is this like a fucking Siberia thing?
I don't know. I got a 9.
I think either way, we just wait until it's safe enough to pass. 15, nature.
Looks pretty snowy.
We're going to be here a while, Clark.
I'm going to just start looking for interesting books to read that sure. have to do with magic, preferably necromancy and demonology when possible.
So the most that you end up finding about magic is a bunch about the philosophy of magic and when is it appropriate to use and is it does it have any sort of inherent moral properties?
Yeah, learn some ethics, Cody.
you do find a book about
you go fuck yourself, Tin
about
Man.
The ethics of necromancy.
Business ethics.
And you probably disagree with most of the book.
I imagine quite frequently you hear me scream, damn it, and throw books down in the library and go outside.
So how long do we wait for this storm?
You still have undead that are toiling away, right?
I mean, theoretically, I will continue to cast it, and then I will have them kill themselves, and then I will re-raise them and use them the next day. Because I only can control them for a short time.
You can just recast it.
That's not nearly as fun, Jeff. It's fun to make them simultaneously stab each other in the eyes.
And this is why he disagrees with most of the ethics of necromancy book.
They're not using their corpses. It seems only fair. You find a PlayStation 4 on the side of the road, you're going to pick it up and see if it works, right? And if you could use magic to make it work and also take your trash out, you would do it.
So Rook's going to kill time by...
Oh, just time. Okay.
Helping.
I love that sentence going somewhere else, too.
Don't fuck with
Finally
me, metal man.
Sick of the gnome shit.
I'm gonna spend time helping repair things. And whenever monks do decide to sit down and meditate, I'll be curious about that and just sit down with them and learn about meditation.
Okay.
And monkey things.
Make a religion check.
Is that even a... Oh, it is a...
It's intelligence.
Is that even a skill?
No, it is a skill. Yes.
Yeah.
Tells you how much the Warforged knows about it.
16.
It still seems a little foreign to you, but you think that you have, like, the beginnings of, like, getting where they're coming from.
Okay.
You feel like you've learned something, even if you're not sure what.
Okay. I mean, I'm used to just sitting there for, you know, all lots of times doing nothing, but
I am a sure. rock.
I am an island. Shout out to Simon and Garfunkel.
We didn't go to monastery. There's a bunch of f-ing hippies.
Can we get dead musicians to sponsor the podcast?
With necromancy, anything is possible.
Man, only half of them are dead.
Wait, half each of Simon and Garfunkel, or?
Do you think artwork of undead Simon and Garfunkel exists on the internet?
T-shirt it.
All right, so you spend the day looking through books, meditating, perhaps helping the monks with more repairs and so on and so forth. Is there anything else specifically you want to do, either of you? Nope.
I'm keeping an eye on the storm.
I honestly can't think of anything because no one's going to want to hear my proselytizing, so I'm probably getting more sick of the monks quicker than Kellen, so.
Oh, are we just going to keep your former character's dead body in the bag of holding?
I think that's what Alec was planning on doing.
I was told that I can't revivify her, so I'm kind of, like, done with it, honestly. I thought I could still do that, so.
At this point,
I really don't give a shit.
Should we bury your old character or keep carrying the body around?
You're asking the man who took the time to make a new character. I think we should carry it out of spite so we can resurrect it, and then he has to play an underlevel character.
Not actually how it works.
Dave, quit raining on my parades.
Do you earn experience for being dead for a while?
No, absolutely
This game
not.
Doesn't have experience.
David, just make it all fair and fun for everyone.
Because I can't raise her for another level, and I don't know when that's going to happen.
Could be any time, though. You gotta have faith.
Of the
faith.
Heart.
Faith.
My character does. I don't know.
I gotta have faith.
Of the heart.
Different song.
It should be a mashup.
Probably exists.
So yes, does the weather clear the next day? How much we would have bet he rolled like a 2-week goddamn snowstorm and thought it would be great?
I didn't actually roll this. This is all generated by an online thing that does weather patterns. Like, based on actual data, and it just spits out, like, a year-long Excel sheet thing.
Nerd alert.
Actually, well, sorry. Yes.
No,
so
I,
much,
really cool. I actually love it. It's pretty cool.
It's well, one of the things that we used
in It's a nerd
too,
alert in that I
like
cared
that.
Enough to do this, but it's also not because I was lazy enough to not do it myself.
Well, that's why I'm afraid that he's going to be like, for 3 weeks, the snow fell.
Well,
God
the thing I like
it.
About this is that it... doesn't give me control over the weather just because plot happens to want it that way. It's just the weather is the weather and you have to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is kind of fun because it puts a restriction on me.
So if we had gotten here quicker, like I had wanted to, we probably wouldn't have hit this blizzard.
That is true.
Saying.
I mean, I think we got here about
or
we
grew all of you. Or we'd have set out after them. And as soon as we got into the mountains, we'd have been stuck in the blizzard.
That is also a possibility.
We wouldn't have been in the mountains.
No.
Depends on which way you went.
We'd have probably been in the mountains.
The following day, it clears up. You've got like just down to 4 mph winds, and it goes up like 20 degrees in temperature.
Ah, so you call this place Indiana.
Or anywhere else in the Midwest, apparently, because they all make the same jokes.
Yeah, no shit. Do you put R's in random places in words where they don't belong? I forget.
The Vardarver and Ooster.
Yep.
Say washcloth.
Funny enough, though, my dad would call Washington Street Washington Street, but then would say, wash your clothes. I don't know how that happened.
A little double standard.
My father seems to find a place for an R in the word toilet. I'm not sure where.
Turlet?
Turlet?
If you've watched the new Letter season Kenny? Of Letterkenny, yeah. There's a great bit about that. Oh, God.
How do you get shit on the outside of the toilet?
The turlet?
It's a fair question. Matt.
He'd be the person to ask.
Troy, have you peed on the wall yet?
No, nope, still haven't.
Thing is, I understand how. I just don't understand why.
Can we, do we set out then?
Yeah.
We don't have a fucking druid or anyone useful in terms of, like, weather, so.
I mean, the blizzard has dumped a bunch of snow. Do we want to travel in that, or do we want to wait 3 months until springtime?
Roll nature? I mean, like, is it gonna... That's what I was asking. Is it like a Colorado snow, where, like, you have, like, a foot of snow, and then all of a sudden it's fucking gone by lunchtime?
Well, I'd say we ask the people who live here, since we
just... He said it jumped 20 degrees, so...
It jumped 20 degrees from 0 to 20. Oh, God. It's still cold.
All right, I'm gonna roll nature. What does my...
I'll roll nature, too.
22 tell me, Dave?
I mean, that snow's probably not going anywhere, but it looks pretty clear and, you know, blue sky for now.
Let's roll.
All right. Da, da, da,
da, da, da. What's the worst that happened? We'd go Donner party on each other?
We're in January. Now,
while
right?
they are discussing, Nushka and Pipsy go riding past.
It's the 4th of White Fall. You don't think another blizzard's going to come along?
Random chart.
Random chart, but it follows weather patterns.
We're like 80 of the 100 choices are it fucking snows.
4 in 5 chance we're buried to our heads in snow and ice.
I really just want to get out of this monastery because it's really fucking boring.
I'm good with that. Pipsky has a burrow speed.
So if you're heading out the following morning, they'll...
Do they have any magical items which will help us on our quest?
No, they were all stolen. That's where we're going.
However, they will graciously give you 10 days worth of rations each.
Ooh, that sounds like Dave's going to start checking those again.
Well, it depends on whether you want to use them, because you have a cleric with you. If the cleric wants to use a spell slot every day, you don't have to use them.
Mm-hmm. I'm up to almost a month's worth of rations on my own, so...
Yep, I've got 30 days.
That weighs a lot.
34 pounds is what I've been told.
Lots of food.
Well, we have 2 bags of holding. It weighs nothing.
And yeah, I've got a mount to carry my shit.
It's not like you need to keep that on your belt.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll give you some food. Nuthra will say, you probably are already planning this, but it would probably be best to leave the mountains and just walk along the foothills to get there.
Mm-hmm. Foul that under, duh.
As I said, you were probably already planning that. On the off chance you were stupider than I thought I'd mention it.
So we're going to want to go back down the mountains the way we came. And follow that side of the mountains to get to the citadel.
F*** that, let's
More
jump.
More or less, yes.
Yeah?
More or less.
Yeah, okay.
Let's jump.
What the hell are you talking about?
Jump off the side of the mountain.
You know mountains aren't cliffs, right?
Right, but let's just jump.
What?
See ya. We'll go down the path.
By the way, for hangout in the restocking stuff, I meant to ask, would I have been able to find a second hammer that I could... Then infuse like my first one.
Oh. You had a whole day. You could certainly make one.
I mean, you've had how many days on the road? You could have made one.
Yeah. Like, it requires very little metal and then a wooden haft, so... Yeah.
Oh, I want you to start making barding.
1,000%. That lasts for a minute.
What is that?
What?
1,000%? What?
I run and jump off the side of the mountain.
What, Featherfall?
Yeah.
It's not a cliff.
Yeah.
No, but you're going to fall, right?
You'll fall maybe 50 feet and then have to walk some more.
Okay, then I run and I jump again.
Could you, like, continuously fall at a slope? Could you basically, like,
That's what I'm trying to do
well,
here.
Again, feather fall, so you fall slowly.
You fall at an appropriate rate.
See, if you can get this going and then cast Gust of Wind, you could get yourself going good that way and, like, hang glide.
Like, stick your hand behind
you. I fly out 25, 30 feet from the farthest cliff that I see and then just stop flying.
Okay. You maybe get 5 minutes ahead of the group. Good job.
Quit ruining my fun.
I mean, you can be yelling at them to catch up all you want, but you do not produce a significant lead.
You fall 60 feet around. That's still pretty booking it.
Still pretty quick, yeah.
Or you could just, you know... Double move fly down at that same speed. Not as cool as what you're describing.
Featherfall is up to 5 other willing creatures, though.
Right.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, but you're going by yourself, so what's it matter?
Try to get us down faster.
All right, so we get to the whole
you know he's going to make me roll some sort of penalty for trudging through snow because the snow is probably piled up to my
nipples. You
can
probably ride Pipsqueak.
Totally didn't think about that.
That's why I was flying and falling.
With style. What I do care about is whether or not you actually all have protection from winter stuff.
I've got cold weather.
I know we have two pairs of boots in the party.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
What about the other two?
I've got a cold weather outfit.
Yeah, I bought cold weather stuff.
Okay.
Except I don't think it's anything fancy. It's not like Arctic gear, but...
No, yeah, it's...
Nushka's been an outrider.
D&D has one set of winter clothing, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all that D&D cares about.
That's what we brought.
Why are we all wearing the same parka?
At least our party matches.
Rather than roll a billion checks, we're gonna do like a Lord of the Rings montage. Dun, 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 dun.
Or we could jump off the mountain and fall with style.
I push him off the mountain.
I fall with style.
Go ahead and make a survival check for me.
Ugh. Jeff, time for you to come up big.
21.
Right. I say I've only got a plus 6 in it. I got an 18.
Okay.
I got an 18.
Mm-hmm.
You're an outrider.
8.
Right out.
Okay. Y'all actually make very good progress. Despite the deep accumulated snow, between your various boots and Pipsqueak helping you out at various points, and also just you're surprisingly cognizant of how snow works today, mm-hmm. and manage to not, you know, drop yourself into a like 10-foot drift.
I've decided my flying and falling thing looks like Luigi in Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Legs kicking.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. I mean, that's how the winged boots work, right?
Yes. You have to keep pumping your legs. They don't talk about that part.
Okay. So you make it that day, basically, most of the way down the mountain. And let's see how to do this. What's everybody's survival modifier?
5, 2, 6, 2.
Okay. What's the average of that?
7 and 6 is 13, so 15 divided by 4.
3 and 3 or 4 quarters?
Okay. Yeah, because 4 would be 16.
Yeah, 3 and 3 quarters.
Yeah. 3.75. D&D round up, so 4.
Let's see.
Do you want a party roll?
No, what I'm thinking is...
theoretically, you should probably add your... Does it have a survival roll?
Let's see here.
What?
Your Drake.
I believe it does.
Because theoretically, your Drake is also assisting us, so if Dave's going to take that into account, it's probably going to bring our twos up a little bit. So.
Fair point.
It has a 2.
So no.
So no. That should bring her down.
4 it is then!
Oh, that's going to get really sloggy. Never mind. That's boring.
Even Dave is bored by the math.
It's my next character's name, Sloggy.
Sloggy. He lives in a swamp. No, I was going to have you roll to see how far you made it each day, but then that just quickly got boring, even in my mind, before we did any of it.
Dave is even excited for us to go to Koldor.
No, it was the same problem I ran into with travel.
Well, unless you've got steaks, it's boring.
Yeah.
What about if you have chicken? So,
well...
Chicken's boring most of the time anyway.
We could do what we did a little bit the last time of, like, roll what our... average travel is, and then multiply that by multiple days.
Yeah, but then you're screwed over by one bad roll.
I mean, okay, we're all working together. We'd be rolling with advantage.
Going around the edge of the mountains actually only adds about 40 miles. And obviously you can go a lot quicker if you're not in mountains. Still, yeah. and it's mostly flat ground, although it's going to be a little hilly close to the mountains.
Less dangerous.
I think probably 12 miles a day is probably about right in snowy climbs or weather and so on. Plus, you do eventually run into a blizzard.
But don't we? Can't we just like fly above the snow?
This blizzard lasts for 3 days.
No, I mean, as far as our everyday travel, like instead of trogging through the snow, why don't we just polymorph and fly? So we're going.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we might be able to find a snowy creature.
You have both Claw and Pipsqueak.
That's true.
I don't give a shit about either of those.
It's fair.
I mean, you just rebuild Claw, so like, right. Real legitimately,
Claw is expensive.
It's just like X-Men now. Like, if somebody dies, who gives a shit? They just rebirth them. Spoiler alert.
Fact.
You make it 9 days, which is, I don't know why I'm holding my thumb there when I'm moving the map. That doesn't help.
That's like half the way, right?
You make it to the edge of the forest, more or less. Up there. That's the sound that parties make when they go across maps.
Yeah, there was no way we were going to cut them off at the pass.
Sure. If he'd allowed me to learn teleportation, we would have.
So, on the plus side, you are just about to leave the forest when this blizzard sets in. So you actually have the shelter of the trees around you still. As for 3 days, blizzard rages with 30-mile-per-hour winds, and it drops into the negatives, like negative 13 degrees. I assume you want to stay put for that.
Yeah.
Wimps. Yeah. We should probably build like a hut or...
I'll finish my boat in the meantime.
Just put that right in the old bag of holding.
Yep.
Okay.
I've designed it such that I can pull it out in pieces to assemble and put it away again.
Why don't we do another group survival check?
21.
Okay.
21.
Cool.
6.
I can do better than that. I did do better than that. I did better than 6, if that helps.
It might.
Survival, right?
Yep.
17.
Okay.
Pipsky got a 16.
Okay, yeah.
6-0.
Rook probably spots the clouds coming in heavy and dark on the horizon, and you have, like, a couple hours head start to start building up some shelter, so that by the time it hits, you've got enough in the way of protection from the weather. So you pass 3 days probably bored out of your skulls, just sort of stuck there eating food, telling stories, or maybe ignoring each other.
No, Nushka would totally be sitting around telling stories and laughing, and
we still got some of that ancient whiskey.
There you go.
We don't anymore.
Got opium.
Go. Yeah, you could do that if you just wanted to sleep through the blizzard.
I imagine I get trashed and try and see if I can animate dead, like, small insects, because I feel like that would be very useful.
If you want to use the opium you can, you will risk addiction, which would be really funny out in the wilds. I need a hit, and the nearest hit is 2,000 miles away.
Oh, God.
I got a whole barrel of it.
It's true. You could probably feed your addiction for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Fear and Loathing in Koldor.
Eventually, after a very long 72 hours or so, the blizzard passes. And just sort of turns the dial down to snow showers. But it's still in the negative degrees. There's still a fairly stiff wind, but it's not brutal.
Fully erect.
Turgid.
Turgid. Damn, good word.
It's good enough for you to keep walking, at least. And then the day after that, it stops snowing entirely. Still cold. Still negatives.
So we've lost like 12 days and gone like 5 feet, right?
You've gone 109 miles.
And we lost 4 days.
You lost 3.
I mean, that's good progress for coming down a snowy mountain. We just have a really long fucking way to go.
That is...
Yeah, but for as much trouble as we're having, think what a small army of orcs and giants are having.
They're probably killing off the weak ones and still moving at a decent speed.
I mean, yeah, I don't think the frost giants are going to give a fuck about a blizzard, though.
Yeah.
But you're right. The others.
I mean, especially if they were going through the mountains. Okay.
Did we detect that they came the same way we did or go through the mountain?
They were pretty sure that they were heading through the mountains.
Okay.
Dave, map question. Mm-hmm. The spot...
Oh, I should do that.
Just southwest of the citadel where the mountains kind of thin out and there's gaps? Mm-hmm. Are there actual gaps that we could get through?
The mountains... Well, you've never been there.
Okay.
I think probably without someone to ask who had been there, you wouldn't know. You'd just have the map to go on.
Well, although we're going that way either way.
Go ahead and roll a survival check because maybe you've
17. About it.
No, that probably never would have come up.
Okay. I was just wondering if we could cross over there or cross through the mountains to try and cut off where they would be going, the most direct route back to the Citadel.
If need be, I did change my spells now that I'm no longer in the mountain. I removed Featherfall and added Guiding Hand, so I can be casting Guiding Hand to help point us in the right direction.
Does that point you directly, though?
To a landmark.
Well, because you're not taking a direct route, you're sort of going in a curve.
Right, but I think that once we're on flat ground, it's going to point us straight towards... So we're not wavering too much left and right, but just straight towards
our target.
Yeah,
it'll at least keep you from accidentally going east.
Right, exactly.
Because it can act like a weird sort of compass.
Correct.
So, you make it another 30-some miles in the next couple days before it starts snowing again.
And where
Not blizzard, just sort of steady snow.
And where are we actually on the map?
At the end of another 3 days or so, you are nearing the source of that river there that flows into the Lim Lake.
Gotcha.
Of the northern two. When you reach it, the river is frozen over, and you have no problem just walking across.
Okay.
I hate snow.
Kellen says on the third week.
That's the first thing you've said all day.
Fuck this.
There's been a lot more of that under his breath, but yeah.
So, you travel on.
Master of Roses, stupid Nepdeli.
You wanted to go to Koldor.
Yeah.
It's got cold in the name.
I like how
that
Dave
you made up.
Dave has just finally accepted that we're going to say things that are stupid.
So it constantly snows for the next 10 days.
But not to the point that it stops us.
It's not a blizzard, but it's just constant snow throughout the day, throughout the night.
But we're back into the woods where we've got a little bit of cover
from
it.
Yeah, you make it across both rivers, back into the woods, and under the southern end of the Fildor Spur. So you've got
mountains. I mean, we decided to head into deep Canada in January.
Yep.
That sounds like a very Rancor's Brothel plan. Completely without a druid or a ranger, anyone really useful.
We did not learn the lesson of Hitler of not invading Russia in winter.
We're not invading. You know what Hitler didn't have? Necromancy.
You should watch some of the B-horror films that I
have. With you. Dead Snow 2, not nearly as good, by the way.
No.
After those 10 days, the weather kicks up from just snowing to snowstorm. This is not quite blizzard level. You could keep going if you wanted to. You'd probably make about 5 miles a day.
I vote we stop, and I'm going to use sending to use all... How many words do I have again?
25.
They are going to be, fuck snow, fuck you, this is stupid, fuck off, teach me teleportation, you dick.
It's fucking cold.
Is Kellen in fact doing that?
1,000%. Yep, he is tired of this. Somewhere in there I tossed in going to Koldor, somewhere between fuck you and fuck this.
Are you going to use a real name?
Yes. Please tell me you have found something useful as we trudge through endless torrents of snow.
About the Manasa Nortova? Or about...
Anything useful. Headed to Manasa Nortova. Snow is awful. I hate life. I blame you. Did you figure anything out yet? This sucks. Teach me teleportation. That's about 25 words, right?
What about hey, bro?
Oh, right. Sorry, if I'm at 23. Hey, bro.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck this. I'm pretty close. I have to keep our Twitter post to like exactly 256 characters. So yeah. I get pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Any specific day you want to set that on? They all sort of blur
point,
together.
Yeah, I mean, the minute we go from thunder shower to from snow shower to snowstorm, that day. January 45th or whatever the shit this is.
It'll be 29th. On the plus side, by the time you get up there and do whatever and come back, it might be spring.
Of the following year.
You know how armies don't campaign in winter? It's a reason. I'll have to think about what he responds. Or if he responds.
To be fair, I can continue to cast Sending. What level spell is that?
Third.
Just every day?
Well, I mean,
just
I've
fuck
got
you.
Three third level spells.
Hey, bro, just
got...
checking in. Fuck you.
Yes, make sure and burn all those before we hit the random encounter.
I can burn it as a fourth level spell too, right?
Yep.
Five times a day. Hey, bro, got up to pee. Fucking cold. Balls hurt. Got anything for me yet? Dick.
Dick.
Shake. Froze before I hit the ground. Give me something. Teleport me.
Immediately send a follow-up message after your first. It's like, ran out of space. Fuck you again.
Just in case you didn't catch it the first time.
I sent him at 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, hope you're sleeping well in your bed. It's cold here. I'm sleeping on snow. Covered in a blanket of snow.
Oh, I should find out just to fuck with you.
Eating snow.
January 29th in Valakur, it is 71 degrees. This is basically your cousin
one of the messages
in Florida
is probably,
being like, ha ha, it's warm here.
I swear to God, if you don't help us, I will join this woman and bring down the unholy wrath of undead to your fucking ass.
So,
winter will come.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Am I sending to someone who's well above my pay grade?
No. We decided to go tromping into the Arctic North in January and February.
Yes.
Instead of going back down to Valakor and coming back up this way on our way back to Nevelian.
That is what you decided.
Yeah.
Because it's closer. You've been doing this podcast for 5 years. Don't shake your head at me.
But the point was to try to head this army off before they got to Koldor.
That was the goal.
That's why we left when we left. Because otherwise, whatever artifacts were stolen are definitely going to be lost by the time we get back up here if we go all the way back down south.
Oh, no, I don't mean right. I don't mean now. We're committed now. But
even then, like if we would have just went, I mean, how long would it have taken us to get all the way back down? You know?
No, you're absolutely right.
We wouldn't got back out of here for another year.
But that's sunk cost fallacy.
Which is why Kellen is angry. He's running out of tobacco. He's probably going to start dipping into the opium. God knows there's no booze left.
Nushka has totally helped you smoke up all of your tobacco.
This doesn't actually affect anything, but I realized I forgot something.
Here's this crucial piece of information that you were looking for back at the monastery.
Teleportation circles.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Back in the monastery, Kellen had a dream.
Yeah. No, fuck that. No,
again,
I don't want it.
Next level, I can do that.
No.
Do you want me to wear the necklace?
I don't want to be the stool pigeon. Do you really want me getting all the secrets?
Not really, no. That's
exactly
why I'm offering. I'll wear the necklace.
I'm not wearing it.
For the audience, this is the same dream that Inari had.
It's because he didn't want to write it.
No, it's because it's your first one.
Oh. Well, you didn't relay the dream to us, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And I went and talked to Rook about it, like, on the shore.
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's just been a couple of months.
It's been a while, yeah. And at this point, it was about a month ago that this happened. Obviously, whether Kellen mentions that to anybody is entirely up to Kellen.
So onward.
Yeah, you do eventually receive a message back.
Hey, baby, 47 missed calls. Call 48. Answer me.
And it basically entirely ignores everything except to tell you that several of the scholars in the library have been scouring through books for weeks and have not found any mention of Mevalreel, which is what you asked about previously. She is, as far as literature in the university goes, non-existent.
What was the name of the elf that went to Valakor?
That's in the back of this.
Yeah.
Should be on the second to last page.
Yep.
Now, Valakor is the...
It's where you came from. It's the city in the south.
Oh, it is? Okay. I thought that was the port city off to the east.
That's Duvrad.
Duvrad. Because somebody went to Duvrad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Akarquin?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Hey, bro.
We should ask if... Okay, hang on. Let me finish reading this. Oh. We should ask about Akarquin and Miriel, because those two, one of them went there. Miriel was the one who was writing to her from Valakor.
From Duvrad.
From Duvrad.
Yeah, from Duvrad.
Am I reading this wrong?
Because I remember putting in the sound effect of the water, like it was a port city.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading two entries. Yep.
So we're looking
take
for who?
One gate. Akarquin will take one gate amulet to Valakor. As far and civilized a land as I can think of, I've instructed him to take up mercenary work or anything...
Not to
take up mercenary work or anything dangerous. Guarding that amulet must be his life's work. So if we can find out anything about that guy in Valakor...
I will send back something.
Okay.
To that effect.
Fit that in between the f*** yous.
Oh, dearest.
The whining.
Has anyone...
The whining.
Has anyone... it's a Simpsons reference. I don't know if anybody... I'm glad that the Simpsons are on Disney Plus, even though I don't think that the Simpsons really are a Disney thing. But,
They're not. They're Fox.
Well, but they're a Disney thing now.
Didn't Fox Disney you. Buy Fox?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of Fox.
There's a thing where he's like, yeah. Oh, Mr. Burns, I am so thankful for your letter. In case you can't tell, this is sarcasm. I feel like, oh, dearest master of the iron.
Rose.
Thank you so much for your research. In case you can't tell, I was being sarcastic. Go find this elf, bro.
So, we'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
The snowstorm, you are staying put, or are you going to...
No, we'll advance the 5 miles a day.
Okay. So that goes on for 2 days before it dials it down a little bit again to
again,
just
why
snowing.
Are we moving that, why are we moving that slow?
Because of the snowstorm. It went from snow showers to snowstorm, but not blizzard.
Then it went back and to snowing.
Yeah. Again, can't we fly? And
you guys can fly ahead if you want. You're going to be without me and Pipsqueak.
This worked better when someone was dead and in a jar.
Basically. Yes.
You liked the barbarian and
when we're fighting things.
Well, you can fly ahead and see what's there to fight and wait for me.
Can't you rage and run ahead or something?
Pipsqueak can't. And no, I'm not high enough level barbarian to have fast movement.
I can just teleport him ahead.
Okay.
Polymorph him into a frog.
Then it dials the down again a little bit to snow showers. The main difference here is that it warms up quite a bit. It's back into the 20s, which after a solid run of days in the negatives, it feels like almost balmy.
Yeah.
And let's see here.
We can cast that twice though, right? So we can at least move. You can change him and change.
I have to concentrate on one of them.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, and then we've got another.
Or we could kill a party member. I can always animate them later.
Or you can put Craig in the bag of holding and cast polymorph on Pipsqueak.
I think we've already talked about that. We can't fit Craig in the bag of holding.
Oh. Not in one piece.
I don't know. I don't know that he'd enjoy being dismantled.
I don't like this plan.
No disassemble.
So you...
I mean, I'm sure we can get the gnome in the bag of holding.
Oh, gnomes now.
You just pull the bag up to my neck and just tie it off.
No one got my Chicken Run reference.
I've never seen that.
Really?
Nope.
2004, I think? Mm-hmm. It's old now. You make it up another 60 miles or so through occasional snow, but actually there's a few clear days in there as well.
Okay. Now that we're up in that area, can we see gaps in the mountains?
They definitely are not as tall as the southern ones were. It's still quite rough terrain. And although it would probably count as a pass by like mountainous standards, it would still, you know, take quite a lot of work to get through.
Have we seen any signs of like this army that we're supposedly following?
No. You've seen like just the occasional woodland animals. A few times you've come across tracks in the snow, but not, you know, they're not large or terrifying looking.
We may have cut them off at the pass, Greg.
I don't believe it.
Probably not.
Well, on that topic, about 60 miles out, something like that, 70 miles out from the Menase Notova, you come across a sort of ravine with a stream down in it that is actually not frozen over at this point, just partially so. And there is a traditional rickety-looking rope bridge across this
thing.
How wide? How wide's the ravine?
Not super wide. 40, 50 feet, something like that.
Well, you're a dwarf?
Yes.
I fly over the ravine.
You noticed. Maybe 100 feet.
Tossing time.
Maybe 100 feet. Well, that's a big difference.
Well, it's mostly because it sort of gets narrower at the bottom and is wider at the top.
Right.
We're worried about the top bit, the bridge bit.
That is, the top is where the bridge bit is.
Right, yes.
Well spotted.
How far down is the... How deep is this ravine?
Is this like a Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote ravine that...
Indiana Jones?
Puff. Oh, how far down? That's what you said?
Is this a deadly ravine, or like could we climb down and avoid the bridge entirely?
It's like 67 feet deep.
Okay.
Thanks, Dice.
You can fall that far.
How heavy are you?
Who? How heavy is who?
Jeff, the dwarf.
The dwarf is 127 pounds.
I could totally toss you.
100 feet.
I don't know how heavy the Drake is.
Heavier.
Drake, I would assume,
is
so.
Like, my main point of reference that comes to mind is that like an adult tiger is 600 pounds, and a Drake is probably bigger than that.
I would assume the dwarf is on the small side of medium, and the Drake is on the large side of medium.
Yeah, something like that.
I turn the Drake into an eagle. Like, it's not that hard to get across this ravine if that's what we're worried about.
No, I'm not worried about it.
I'm just trying to decide if I should leave the bridge intact.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Okay. I'm glad we're on the same page here.
Yeah, why? No.
All right. So you're flying across. Are you taking someone, or are you just flying?
I was just flying across.
Okay.
They say they're not worried about it. Twizzler me while you have to make a dex check or fall. Yeah.
And the rest of you are going across the bridge, or are you flying?
Well, I'm
going
to fly too, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So at this point, I've got the boots of the Winterlands on.
I assume so, if he's got the flying boots on.
Or they're in storage.
Well, there's two pair, I mean.
Or they're both in storage.
Okay.
I thought we handed them to you.
Well, as you're making your way across the bridge with a wee bit of predictability, people jump out at you. But also, probably the first thing you notice is like a boulder flying towards Kellen, just sort of arcing through the air.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.